growing a business is hard. Here are five things I've observed about business growth that most people don't talk about. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm Spencer Powell. I'm the CEO over at BuilderFunnel, and we are on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. BuilderFunnel Radio is where we share what's worked for us and our clients so that you can use this information for yourself. And we always appreciate if you hit subscribe or pass this along to a peer or a colleague. Before I get into today's topic, funny story, I was actually recently got back from a business scaling workshop in Vegas, but as I was planning the trip, I realized, okay, so the workshop was on a Monday, Tuesday, and I was starting to look at hotels and thinking, this is kind of expensive, but, you know, hey, it's Vegas, I guess, Vegas Strip, you know, I hadn't been there in a while, so I just figured, inflation. And then I'm looking at extending the weekend so that my wife and I could go out prior on the kind of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then she'd take off, and then I would do the workshop on Monday, Tuesday. And as I continued to do my research and I'm looking at events, I'm like, oh, I should find a comedian or a magician. We'll go, you know, see a show or do something on one of the evenings. And then I see all this stuff popping up around Big Bash and big, you know, I was like, oh yeah, the Super Bowl, of course, like they'll probably have it on every screen. And then I realized, oh my gosh, the Super Bowl is in Vegas, not just that a lot of stuff would be happening, and it's literally on that Sunday before the workshop. So anyway, we ended up going, having a great time. There's lots and lots of stuff going on, but just funny, when I was planning the trip, it was just a middle of February date and did not make the connection. So anyway, not sure if you've ever done that before. I was talking to a couple of neighborhood buddies and they said they've done that a few times with different things. You kind of get going in one mode and you kind of forget to zoom back out. So I felt like it was a good kind of mini business lesson too, which is sometimes you can just get going down one path really hard and you're really focused. And if you don't step back and zoom out, you might miss actually a big detail. So anyway, it worked out fine, but I thought that was pretty funny. And speaking of business lessons, one of the things I really wanted to talk about today is just the difficulty of growing a business. It's super hard. And I think a lot of people online make it out to be super easy. And some parts of growing, I think, are simple, but most of it is actually really hard. And so what I want to do today is share from personal experience what I think are some of the hardest parts of growing a business. And just to provide a little bit of context, my team was about 14 or 15 people a few years ago, and now we're at about 26, and that's all full-time on staff, W-2s. So just to give you the context of where this information and my experience is coming from, we're currently doubling about every 3 years. That's our objective. And based on last year's growth, we're probably going a little bit faster than that. And some of you that are listening are probably growing faster than we are, and some of you are probably growing slower. What I want to do is just share my experience in hopes that you can take something from my experience and apply it in your own situation and your own business. So first up is that rapid growth breaks things. As you scale, your old systems and processes, they start to break down. So a process that maybe was working at $1 million a year may not work or may not even be relevant at $3 million a year. As we've scaled, we noticed that certain things definitely started to break down, and that included communication cadences and styles. Meeting structures stopped working. It included client updates, handoffs internally, handoffs externally to clients. And so if you are growing, just expect the systems and processes to break. And the quicker you can catch them and upgrade them, obviously, the better. Otherwise, it can lead to poor client experiences, team members maybe feeling overwhelmed. And as I've noticed this, because we've definitely broken old systems and had to rebuild them many, many times over the years. And to be honest, I don't have what I feel like is a clear answer other than to just always be on the lookout. And it's kind of that Kaizen mentality where you're always just trying to make those little 1% improvements every day. And so we're always trying to be proactive about the systems breaking, and we don't catch them all. We definitely don't, you know, things break, and it, you know, it leads to those things where, you know, maybe a client has a poor experience, and then you do everything you can to right that and fix it and then keep on going. And I don't know if there is a way around this other than if you were just going to go super, super slow. I think if you did that, you could probably avoid a lot of it. But if you want to grow at any kind of steady pace that's got even just a little bit of scale to it, it almost feels inevitable. And I think that's, at least from my experience, just it's just a part of it. And so the things that we do try to do to be proactive are we're always looking at our team structure, and then we forecast out what that growth will look like. So if we say, hey, we want to be double in 3 years, what will the team structure need to be? You know, how will we need to be communicating? Who will report to who? And looking at those systems and communication processes and how that will go. And then you try to make those adjustments. And then there's usually these inflection points where you say, okay, when we make this hire, or when we split these teams into these two structures, when we get to that point, we're going to make this change. And ultimately, you haven't been there before. And so you are making kind of a strategic bet that those changes will be the right changes. And inevitably you get in and you say, yep, this is working for the most part, but then there's little details that that are missed, or they're not working the way you want them. And then you start kind of that 1% improvement process again. So at the end of the day, I think rapid growth and growth in general is going to break things, and that's okay. What are you doing to always be as proactive as possible? And then how fast are you correcting those things when you spot them as broken? Number two, letting go is hard. Over the past few years, I've had to let go of entire buckets of the business. One of those buckets is operations. And so that means anything client facing, but it also means about 95% of hiring and team development and management. And so there have been a few experiences recently where, you know, a client was hoping or expecting to hear from me for one reason or another. And due to our growth goals and our defined internal roles, other individuals were spearheading the communication and the resolution, all of those types of things. And this definitely caused some disappointment on the client side. And in some cases, thinking our company doesn't care about them, even though that's not the case, but that was the perception, you know, and fairly enough from their vantage point. I found this pretty fascinating because, you know, in our instance, when a challenge was surfaced, you know, we had a, you know, team that was very responsive that were jumping into it, but it was like, oh, it seemed like the goal was, you know, just talking to the top person. And it got me thinking because, you know, if our iPhone stops working, you know, we don't expect to talk to the CEO of Apple, but it does seem that the perception is different with, you know, smaller companies versus maybe like really large public companies or just larger companies in general. And I'm not really sure why, but it is something that I've noticed. And so that's an example, I think, of something that I've seen where letting go can be really difficult because sometimes you have to watch your team falter a little bit. And it's really an investment in them getting better. And it can be super painful to watch, but I also believe it to be true that if you don't do that, it will be one of the things that holds you back from growing and getting to the spot that you need. Other areas that I've let go over the years that have been difficult are things related to our own marketing, related to our own sales, you know, different components of the business that I really enjoy. And you get into situations where you maybe would have executed that project a little bit differently. Maybe, you know, you had the vision, but you didn't communicate it as clearly. I know I've done that many times. And so the output isn't quite what you were looking for. Those things can all be hard in the moment. But what I have realized is that they're typically only hard in the short term, usually around making that decision and then the transitional period where you're getting that next person up to speed. And that's usually just because there's an area of growth for that individual or that team that may be taking over something that you used to own and used to be in your bucket, right? And so once you get past that, though, I have found that typically the end result starts getting better because they have more time and energy to devote to it than you did. And to be honest, most of the times they have a deeper skill level because typically as the owner or the founder, the CEO, you are spread across lots of different buckets. And so you don't have the depth of time to go super, super deep into one topic and one area of the business, whereas somebody else can. And so letting go is hard, but it's typically hard in kind of that short to midterm. The third one is that you have to grow you. And this is one of the harder parts of business because you have to level up. And that can be challenging. It's this never-ending battle to get better, to get a little bit better in lots of different areas. And I'm always trying to find my deficiencies, and I know I have many of those. But the reason I'm trying to find those is because I know at the end of the day, that's what's holding us back from growing faster. And so that deficiency could be in a particular skill. It could be maybe I'm not the best marketer, not the best salesperson. Maybe I'm not the best hiring, you know, not the best at hiring. And so I'm not finding the right people that will help us grow. Or maybe it's that my deficiency is not letting go, you know, and we just talked about that one. And so if you're sitting there thinking about where you need to improve, really look at it. It doesn't always have to be maybe one of those skills that you think is more common, like hiring or marketing or sales or operations, letting go, delegating, communicating, leading. Those are all skills too. And so I found that the answer isn't always me learning a new thing in the business. So for example, I'm not the best with the little details. I usually have a very strong vision for how a system should work, but I need someone else to run that system, improve that system, make it better. And so I'm not going to spend my time trying to learn to be the best at details. That's an area where I can hire somebody that can help me fill in that deficiency. But the one thing I do think that entrepreneurs should always be working to level up on is that leadership piece and that vision piece. And if you can do those well, you can pretty much hire for the rest. And so in the short term, leveling up, you know, hard skills like marketing and sales, that gets you past some of these initial revenue hurdles. And eventually, I think you'll need to let go of one or both of those functions. And ultimately, it will be, you know, working on the leadership and vision piece that I think will really take you the farthest. But working on yourself becomes the catalyst for growth. And that in addition to identifying the constraint of the business. So number three, you have to grow you. Number four, trade-offs. Trade-offs are tough. So you have limited capital and time across you and your team. There's multiple priorities and you have to choose. You can't do everything at once. And that's really hard. I know I struggle with this a lot. I have a list a mile long that I want to get done. I want to increase my team salaries. I want to do extensive customer research so we can solve more problems, help them grow faster and better. I want to invest in new technology for the team so they can become more efficient, and on and on and on. And each year we work to choose new things that we're going to level up and improve on, and we can't pick them all. And those trade-offs are always really tough for me because I want to do them all, and I want to do them all right now. And there's always a constraint on either time or capital that forces you to choose. And so I think, again, we're talking about the tough things that most people don't talk about when growing a business. I think that's one of them, is that there's just the reality that trade-offs need to happen. And so it's a big game of prioritization. And lastly, the thing that I've noticed is it never stops, right? So just when you think you get things humming along, you get punched. And sometimes you get punched two or three times in a row. There have been many, many times over the past 13, coming up on almost 14 years, where I wanted to quit, just said, hey, I'm out. You know, something happens and it just kind of cuts you to your core. And you start saying things, at least in my head, you know, I'll just get a job somewhere else. That would be easier. But each time that I've wanted to quit, I've always rallied around a couple of things. And the first one is, if I stop now, I'll never see what I'm capable of, and I'll probably regret that pretty deeply. And so that definitely keeps me going. And that wanting to quit but not quitting is actually building a mental toughness in me that I appreciate. So getting to that moment and having my internal dialogue be telling me, hey, you tried hard, this is great, you should just, you know, call it quits for whatever reason, take the easier path, take a different path. But I think getting to that point and then not, I really like pushing through that. And so I'd encourage you to think back to problems that you experienced in maybe your first 1 to 3 years in business. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. Maybe think back to the first few weeks, but those problems probably don't even faze you now, right? You may not even notice them and you may not even think of them as problems. I know things in those first few years that would just keep me up at night. I don't even blink. I don't think I'm even noticing them now. Some of them that I do notice, it's just, oh, that happened. Okay, we're doing this. And you've figured out how you need to navigate through those. And so growing never stops. It's always going to be new challenges, new hurdles to face, unexpected things that just come at you and hit you dead on, and you have to figure out how to navigate those. And so just remember, growing a business is hard. That's okay. That's what we signed up for. Whether we knew it or not, we signed up for this, and we can do it. We can push through. So keep going, keep pushing. And as we wrap, I'd love to hear from you. Just if you have any takeaways, did any of this resonate with you? Has growing a business been difficult, or has it been pretty easy on your side? Shoot me a note over at radio@builderfunnel.com. I'd love to also send you a copy of my book. If you leave a review, and then when you send me a note, just put radio in the subject line, put your mailing address in the body copy of the email. And then again, just say, hey, left a review, would love a copy of the book, and send your address. And then definitely want to hear from you if any of this resonated, if you've had particularly tough growth moments in your business. And if you are struggling right now, or even if things are going super well, we know that challenge will hit. So just keep going, just keep pushing. I know that each one of those times that I thought that I quit, I am so grateful that just decided to see what's out there, see where I can get to, keep pushing through that discomfort. And with that, we'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.